Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find our show and in the all the different replay formats that you can use to listen, streaming, podcasting, RSS, find your favorite Brain Trust member, and if you want to make sure you know when he or she is going to be on the show, and you get a copy of their interview, just you can RSS right there on the website, and we'll send it to you. And, of course, all the articles, thousands of articles, all the hundreds of Brain Trust members are listed there, that in the articles that they and I have written. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. All those things are there. I like telling you about it because we built it for you. We made it so that you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we made sure that it was free so that you have no barrier to entry. If you need information, if you want to learn some stuff, if you want to find out best tips and practices, if you want to get a little inspiration, maybe a little motivation, maybe even a little encouragement, we try to load you up with that, everything that we do here on the show, on the websites, all that. So check that out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. I promised you John Berlaw was going to be on the show, and we're still working on that. He's in Washington and probably in transit, and who knows, maybe in some traffic or something. I don't know. But anyway, we're gonna keep working on that. But one of the things that I am going to keep, and that's talk about what he was going to talk about, which is the stimulus package that the government has cooked up, this concoction that they've cooked up to stimulate the economy. But I'm going to talk about it more than that. And folks, one thing I want to remind you about, you know, when we go to vote, because of our two-party system, obviously there are some independents out there, but primarily, as we all know, we have a two-party political system. We have Republicans and we have Democrats. And so when we pull the curtain behind us, we all have to choose one way or the other, or stay home. And so we all have to declare, whether we talk out loud about it or whatever, we all, in the election day, we all have to declare, and we declare with our vote. Well, when I represent you here, when I talk to you on my show, when I am, you know, I've got the Small Business Advocate superhero cape on, so to speak. When I'm doing this, I belong to the Small Business Party. And here's what that means. That means that I am for any policies or legislation that benefit you and me and our small businesses, that help us put more profit on the bottom line, that help make our job less difficult, that make it easier for us to do business with our neighbor on the next block, and our neighbor in the country across the ocean. I'm for any kind of policies that help us to drop barriers to trade, that allow us to have access to the internet, that allow us to be able to provide the kind of benefits for our employees that they need and that we need to be able to provide them to be competitive, and that we can afford with our diminutive budgets, small business owners, because that's what we have, isn't it? Our budgets are small compared to the big guys, right? So all that needs to fit us, and that's where my politics lie when I'm representing you as a small business advocate. And so that I call that the Small Business Party. And I'm against anything that does the opposite of that. I'm going to be fighting for, I'm going to be denouncing, I'm going to be arguing with anybody who arguing with an intellectual honesty, so that we can come up with solutions that will work. And so when I talk about these things, just remember that my goal is not to be a Democrat or Republican here. My goal is to be part of the small business process, the small business party. And so so when I talk about the stimulus package, I'm really to a large degree I'm talking about both parties that have cooked this up. And what they've done, think about what they've done with the stimulus package. They've created it in just a matter of weeks. In fact, when Congressman Steve Chabot from Ohio, ranking member of the Small Business Party a week or so ago, was on the show, he told me, he said, Jim, I only found out about this 2 weeks ago. This thing has been cooked up really quick. Now, folks, I don't care what the issue is. I don't even care if it's an issue that if they're doing something you and I love, if it's a perfect thing that they're doing and they do it this quick, it scares me. Anytime the government moves this fast and they agree on it that much and everybody, you know, holds hands and sings Kumbaya and puts this together, that is a scary notion. That's a scary thing to happen. And that's what's happened here. And so they've cooked up this stimulus package to give you and me back money, $150 billion. Now, remember, they don't have $150 billion to give us. I mean, imagine if your child came to you, your 25-year-old child came to you and said, Dad, Mom, I need $35,000 just because. Well, do you have $35,000? Probably not. If you're like me, you don't have $35,000 laying around that you can give to a child. So if they really needed it, you maybe could go get it, right? But what wouldn't you say, well, what is it for? Do you really need this? Why do you need this? And if they said, well, I've got some short-term problems, and you would say, well, why don't we try to work this out with short-term solutions rather than throwing $35,000 at it? And I mean, that's the way you would deal with this kind of a thing. Well, the government doesn't have $150 billion to give you and me back any more than you've got $35,000 to give to your child. And so what do they have to do? They have to borrow that money. Who are they borrowing it from? Guess what? They're borrowing it from you. From you in the future. You, this person in the future. Think of yourself down the road. Think of your children down the road. They're borrowing from that future as they do so much. $150 billion that they don't have, they're going to give back to us. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about how much of that is actually needed. Why is this a bad idea? When we come back, I'll tell you about that. I woke up in a Soho doorway, a policeman.
Jim, this is Jerry Detweiler from BusinessCreditSuccess.com. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. What an accomplishment. And I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years. Congratulations and keep up the great work. Hey,
baby. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Pretty darn good blues man there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about this stimulus package that's unnecessary. You know, folks, I could be wrong, okay? I mean, it's not fun for me to say that, but I have to say that I could be wrong. There are some other things out there that could go bump in the night that could be ugly for the global economy. There's some other shoes that could drop out there. Who knows? But let me tell you something. Our members of Congress don't know that any more than I know that. But yet they've created the stimulus package because they think that they need you and me to be beholden to them. They think you and I need them to they think we're saying, what's the government doing about this? What are they doing about this? Slow down the economy. You know what, folks? Economies come and they go. They go up and they go down. They wax and they wane. We have expansions and then we have corrections. Sometimes those corrections are recessions. Every 100 years or so, they're depressions. and it's these things happen, and you can't legislate the laws of economics. I mean, you got to let these things play out. How will we know? Let me explain another thing to you. One of the things that's been happening over the years with the recessions we've been having is every one that we've had since the early 80s has been softer and softer. And one of the reasons that it's been softer is because of some of the economic structures that we put in place, like just-in-time inventory, like better communication among financial institutions, like better movement of and more better planning of the movement of goods and services, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things are improvements to the economy. And every time we have one of these little turndowns, we learn more about how to fix these things. We learn more about how to anticipate. What does this look like? Okay, this is what happened last time. This is what we did. It made it easier. Now we know even more, so let's do more of that, and we'll make this thing almost turn into a little blip. Well, if the government gets involved, if they throw their stuff into the middle of this, what they've created is they've created some kind of an artificial influence that's not economic at all. It's government influence from borrowed money that they don't have, and you and I haven't paid them yet, but we're going to have to one day. And so what they've done is they've influenced a natural process artificially, and I don't think it's going to be helpful. Carter tried it in the 70s. Mr. Bush tried it in, who else did it? Didn't Reagan do it in the 80s? George Bush did it in the earlier part of this decade. None of these work, folks. They have a horrible track record. They don't work. But they do complicate things, and it certainly is creating more debt. So now think about this. One of the big problems that we have, this is an example of how much our government knows about how the economy works. Our members of Congress especially know how our economy works. One of the problems we got is we got a bunch of consumers who overspent by having too much debt available to them. And the government, one of the other problems we've got is the government is we've got this incredible national debt that we've been racking up over the last several decades under Republicans and Democrats. And so what do we do to try to fix this, to try to artificially influence this little downturn? We borrow more money. We increase the federal deficit to give consumers money that they didn't earn, that they're going to one day have to pay back, so that they'll go spend more money and keep doing what basically got us into this thing to start with. Now, what's wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen? Now, why am I ranting on about this? Why am I going on and on about this? One of the reasons, because the stimulus package is already occurred. By the way, what I know so far about the business and package is that you and I are going to get, instead of $125,000 in direct expensing of capital goods under Section 179, we're going to get $250,000 worth of direct expensing a year. Well, guess what, folks? I don't need that much. Do you? No, probably not. Most of you folks listening to me right now, you don't need that much. So that's wasted on you and me. On most small businesses, that's wasted on us. So the reason I'm bringing all this up, the reason I'm hashing this over, even though this thing is a foregone conclusion, it is a done deal. This stimulus package is a done deal. The reason I'm going on and on about this and ranting and raving about this is because these are the kinds of things that I want you to think about when we elect a new government, a new president and vice president, and a whole lot of senators and congressmen and women over the next several months. In November, we're going to elect a bunch of new folks. As we do that, please remember, if somebody tries to give you something, if somebody tries to promise you something that sounds too good to be true, you and I both know it is. That person is not your friend. That person is not America's friend. That person is trying to, is basically, in my opinion, is giving you, is telling you a lie. And I'm not going to vote for those kind of people. I'm going to vote for the people that I believe actually understand the real issues and expect Americans to be responsible for their own future, not the government.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.